Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله We thank our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. Abundance of peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram, Nuri Mujassam, Shahi Bani Adam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, upon his illustrious family, as well as his noble companions, Alihim Ridwan. We say marhaba, marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to one and all. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. I am accompanied once again by our beloved Mawlana Ziyad Madani Hafidhullah, MashaAllah, who is a standard feature in our program. Alhamdulillah, who needs no introduction. Alhamdulillah, we hope that tonight, with Mawlana Sahib, inshallah, Zawajalla, who will shed light and more insight into our discussion for tonight, inshallah, Zawajalla. However, what a long weekend, subhanallah, Zawajalla, we have had in South Africa, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. So today is actually the first day of the week, and we hope, inshallah, Zawajalla, that this day will set the tone for the rest of the days of this week, inshallah, Zawajalla. So actually, during the long weekend, dear viewers, some people have rested, and some people have traveled, mashallah, Zawajalla, and some people ate like it was their full-time job, Mawlana Sahib. Subhanallah. However, dear viewers, we trust and hope that each and every one of you, alhamdulillah, are safe and sound, well, recharged and ready for a new week, a brand new week ahead, inshallah, Zawajalla. Allah Kareem, make it asan, make it easy for us, inshallah, Zawajalla. Let me say something important. It is said that weekends are interesting, right? Because we look forward to that. Because families spend more time together. And subhanallah, that's when you really discover each another again. We discuss, we eat, we play, we talk, we meet and greet, subhanallah. Many families have met after a very long time. So we say, mashallah, it's a good thing that you have taken our time to meet with your families. So by doing so, love increases. And sometimes the argument gets a little extra attention too. Allahu Akbar. Allah make it asan that we should not argue, we should not quarrel. But rather, when we meet, we should forgive each other for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yes, catch up with life, catch up with things that you have not spoken about. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, our discussion for tonight is about, subhanallah, having a peaceful environment in our homes. It is just in line with what we are discussing, alhamdulillah, because of the long weekend, dear viewers. So before we get into the discussion, which is, of course, how can we have a peaceful environment in our homes? Because, of course, our homes are built with four walls, with bricks and cement, so on and so forth. But what makes a home a real home is the harmony, the sukoon, the peace, the tranquility, togetherness that we experience in our homes. Mm-hmm. Jiha, each individual in that home has responsibilities, has rights. Father, mother, brother, sister, in-laws, whoever you may live with, they all have responsibilities. And subhanallah, tonight we are going to discover and going to understand what are the responsibilities of a father, the one who's carrying the burden on his shoulders, the mother, who's the hardworking one in the family. What are the responsibilities of the children in the family? Inshallah, Zawajalla, to learn more, to understand this matter, so that if there are any situations that has caused your sukoon to leave and has caused discomfort in your life, in your homely environment, this is the program for you not to miss. Watch this program from beginning to end, inshallah, Zawajalla. And I'm most certain that you will grasp onto many, many beautiful Madani pearls Mawlana Sahib, inshallah, Zawajalla, will share with us tonight, inshallah, Zawajalla. But before we go any further, as usually, mashallah, I have a question for Mawlana Sahib. Are you ready, Sayyidi?
Waiting.
Allahu Akbar. So after a long weekend like what we experienced in Durban, mashallah, I think two times in a row, we just had two long weekends in 1 month. And
three,
subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. So the question is, who needs more recovery, Mawlana Sahib? The person who went on a holiday or the husband who stayed at his home and he actually had to follow instructions? Who needs more recovery? The one who went on a holiday or the one who had to follow these instructions the entire weekend?
I think both of them need recovery. And that's why people say you need a holiday from a holiday. Yeah, it's true many a times. And also the change in environment. Sometimes it's restful. And after you spend some time at home, you feel rested. But those who are not so used to the environment and, well, they're used to the work environment and now they spent a long weekend at home, they received lots of instructions, do this and do that, which was out of the norm for them because they're usually out of the house and now they were doing things in the house. I think by the end, they are also grateful for work in their own way, that I'm getting back into my comfort zone, you know. But alhamdulillah, all is needed. Our lending hand at home should also be there. It's from the sunnah. So it's a good thing, mashallah.
MashaAllah, subhanAllah. That's very true, ya Sayyidi. However, these are just my thoughts, right? That I feel a husband comes back more tired from the weekend rather than his own work.
Yes.
And I think the reason for this, I would say, is because any man at his work, he's like the boss himself. Alhamdulillah. But when the same man, the same boss is at home, he is on a different contract altogether. Things so are true. Not the same, so ya Sayyidi. Allahu Akbar. Allah Kareem, make it asan, ya Sayyidi.
Ameen, ameen.
And we hope that, alhamdulillah, those brothers who have taken some time off this weekend, it was time for you to contemplate, relax your mind, and to detox, actually. Am I right, ya Sayyidi?
Absolutely.
I think we discussed this the last time, that when Allah Kareem has given you these moments, these are the moments that you should take full advantage of. Get your body in order and get yourself prepared for the weekend ahead. And alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, this is where it brings us today, mashallah, Zawajallah. We are living in a place where we all are looking for sukoon, dear viewers. Yes or no? We all are looking for peace. There was a time when homes were a place of sukoon. Jiha. I have often heard that my father and my family members will mention that, you know, in the olden times, I would say olden days, or just few years back, or 25, 30 years back, they would say that the homely environment was the home of sukoon and peace. People would look forward going to their homes.
Yes.
But today, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, Allahu Akbar, where once upon a time laughters would echo, there were less arguments, there was more respect, there was no demands. It was just naturally given, subhanAllah. But in today's day and age, it is the total opposite. Jiha, same house, same family, same people, yet heart feel like strangers. There are no communication between siblings, between husband and wife at times. The husband walks in the home, there's no salam, there's no smile, just silence. Allahu Akbar. If a wife speaks, she feels unheard, sometimes unappreciated. And in fact, sometimes Mawlana Sahib, the wife feel unseen because people put a deaf ear. And they would not want to listen to the concerns, to the matters, and to the problems of their spouses. So children are present, but emotionally absent. And this is the actual truth and reality of today's homely environments. So the hearts are there, but they are smaller. The houses are bigger, they say. The houses are bigger, but the hearts have become smaller. Allahu Akbar. We have faster internet, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. But unfortunately, our connections have weakened. Allahu Akbar. So it is a painful truth. And it is the reality. Our homes are breaking, not because of the lack of wealth. You could be earning a little salary. So it's not because of wealth alone, but because of the lack of character, akhlaq. Many people who earn little money sometimes, ya Sayyidi, they are living happier than those who are earning millions.
Sure.
So what we have understood by this is that money doesn't cause you to become happy. It is the akhlaq, the respect that you give. Subhanallah, by understanding the rights of each another. So coming straight into this discussion, Mawlana Sahib, inshallah, Azzawajallah, we understand that akhlaq is very important and there are so many things that we need to learn in today's day and time, inshallah. Since our discussion, our topic is about understanding how could we create a better environment in our homes? How could we bring that sukoon and that peace that was there once upon a time?
Right.
We all, every man wants to enter home. He wants to be happy. He doesn't want to be questioned. He doesn't want to see arguments and fights. This is what my Husn Nizan says, right? So if we go right to the foundation, right down to the rock bottom, what are the qualities of an ideal father or husband, should we say? In today's day and age, how should a father be, how should a husband be in order for that environment to be created in that home?
SubhanAllah, Azza, big question, and you know, this can build the peace in a person's life and it can also destroy a person's life if someone doesn't take care of these things. Rasulullah taught us how to be an excellent person, the best person. And when we look towards the advice of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who is the best person, who is an excellent person? Rasulullah said, khairukum li ahlihi, wa ana khairukum li ahli. the best of you are those who are best to their families, and I am the best to my family. Mm. Subhanallah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the beautiful example Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has set for us, that how is it that we should be? We should be best to our families. And how is it that we're going to be best to our families? That whatever role it is that we do have, we fulfill it to the best of our ability, the way it's supposed to be fulfilled. A father in the home, a husband in the home. Sometimes a person's a husband, he might not yet be a father. Not a problem, mashallah, you still have a role within the home. And your characteristics still need to be built. Mm-hmm. And you should build it. So that when you do become a father as well, then you'll be an excellent husband and a father. Men are usually given the leadership role within the home. But it's important as well that the man in the house understands that this leadership role doesn't mean that I need to rule with an iron fist and just take complete control. This leadership role is a role that must be fulfilled with mercy, must be fulfilled with rahmah. Emotional availability of the husband, of the father, is extremely important. So not just financial support, that my duty is that I bring in funds to the home and the home runs. That is a duty. It's only part of the duty though. It's among the duties. Being present emotionally and being present physically from time to time, you know, giving enough time to your family is of utmost importance. Many times the family does not receive the expected amount of respect because that same father of the home, that same husband is not giving the required respect to his wife. And so the husband needs to ensure that he gives his wife respect publicly as well as privately. Don't let our anger overtake us. Don't let our ego overtake us, that my ego was hurt and therefore I need to snap out in anger and whoever is there has to face my wrath. No, no, no. Control one's anger. Control one's ego. Be present in the children's upbringing, as we've mentioned just now. That it's not just a financial responsibility that we have, but presence, emotional presence and physical presence is of utmost importance as well. Ensure that we don't just lead the home. Father is a leader, husband is a leader, definitely. But don't just lead the home in what we assume the home needs leading in. Consider the spiritual aspect of the home. As we lead the home in decisions, as we lead the home in being the mashwara anchor, at the same time, be the spiritual leader of the home, ensuring that the home is an environment that is filled with deen, that is a deeni environment, that salah takes place, that the Quran Sharif is recited and listened to. So a father and, well, a husband has so many caps to fit, so many roles.
Can we say that a real man, whether he's a husband or a father, right, is he who doesn't only just control the environment of the home, but rather who... the one who calms it.
Absolutely. Most definitely. You see, he can only calm it if he knows how to control his own anger.
Wow.
Unfortunately, many people lose themselves to their anger and therefore instead of being the water to the fire, they become the spark or the fuel to the fire.
Yes.
So this shouldn't be the case. This is not controlling the home. You control the home with softness, with kindness. It means that, you know, you have the firefighters, they control the fire. They control the fire because they know how to put it out. They know how to manage it. Imagine a man trying to control his home when he doesn't know how to calm it. Unfortunately, he doesn't have control. In fact, he is being controlled by shaitan then if he can't control his anger. So he must ensure that he knows how to calm the home, to bring everyone to ease, that people should see him and realize that, no, the fire is gone. Everything is now calm. Why? Because the father is the husband as well.
Subhanallah. So on this note here, we also understand, Sayyidi, that children of today just don't need a rich father.
Mm-hmm.
Children of today don't just desire or need a father who has lots of money, but rather a father who's present.
This is so true, Mulana Sahib. What you're saying is so true. Because too many fathers are just considering that I need to earn wealth, I need to earn money, and that's going to make my family happy. What is going to make your family happy? What your family needs is not your money. It's you.
You
yourself. When they have you, they have everything. They have their money. They have whatever they require. But don't think that I'm going to put money and I can disappear. No. Your presence is priceless for your family. Family needs the father more than they need the father's money.
Wow. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madinah channel, subhanallah. The real strength, this energy, and the courage to do things is not in raising your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Jihan, it is in lowering your anger, your ghadab. If only we could understand this matter, inshallah, azza wa jalla. The ihtiram and the respect and the honor you grant or you give your wife is actually the character your children would learn. Jihan, they would learn and watch your akhlaq, your character, and this is what you need to give. There are many fathers or husbands out there who give lots of money to their wives, but with that money goes swearing, shouting, yelling, screaming, disrespect. Is that fine? Is that okay? Is that a father who just has control but does not know how to calm things down? So here we understand, dear viewers, that Islamic sisters need respect. So a real man is he who does not just control the environment, the homely environment, but rather the one who knows how to calm situations down and the one who learns how to give respect to others. SubhanAllah. Mm-hmm. I think you highlighted all those wonderful qualities of a father.
Mashallah.
And we hope and wish that we all could inculcate this, Ya Sayyidi. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what you have mentioned is the akhlaq of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And SubhanAllah, the wonderful and beautiful hadith you started off with, khayrukum khayrukum li ahli wa ana khayrukum li ahli. SubhanAllah. Mm-hmm. The beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had set the tone for us, dear viewers. Here, that the best of you is he who is best towards his family. So, if you want to be the best, if you think you are the best, you need to judge yourself by not how you behave outside the home, but rather by how you are inside and within the home.
SubhanAllah.
Because we all are judged by how respected that man is in society. Wow. Look at how many people kiss his hands, how many people would show respect and love to him. Because why? His andaz, his ways, his habits. But is that akhlaq the same akhlaq that you show within your homely environment?
Allah.
This is a question. So, our miyar, our standards of judging a person is the outside world. But in reality, it starts from within the home.
Yes.
So if we can get this right, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, for all the husbands and the fathers out there, please don't be naraz. I don't think Mahasab mentioned anything to get anyone upset here. Mm. But the idea here is to, subhanAllah, respect and do the things that will make us good husbands,
you know,
inshallah.
Mahasab, actually, the program is built in that, it's structured in that way. This program is a reformational program. It's not to pick at anyone, not to hurt anyone's feelings. Sometimes we have to call out certain bad qualities. It's not an attack on the person. The niyyah, the intention is to reform. As Amir al-Sunnah gave us that motto, that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. So alhamdulillah, we in this program, mashallah, the tone is set that we're not here to point fingers at anyone. Rather, we hold mirrors in front of ourselves and say,
yes.
Do I have those qualities that I don't want? Let me remove them. Do I have those qualities that I do want? Let me ensure that I feed those qualities, that I beautify those qualities and make them stand out more.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. So just work on enhancing those qualities, dear viewers.
SubhanAllah.
Do you have them? Sometimes you just need a little polish.
Yes.
And it's there, SubhanAllah. But I think what gets a man trapped is the fickle of the world, the tiredness of getting things done. Because this world is a chase. People have limitations. People have limited time. And we all are chasing for a brighter future.
Mm.
But in the chase of a brighter future, we are actually tarnishing and destroying this love that we have within each other.
Mm.
Because Allah Kareem has created spouses for us to gain sukoon from. And we don't see that we are getting sukoon, but rather there are more divorce cases than anything else happening these days here. So dear viewers of Madini channel, a question that I want to ask you, especially those who are watching right now, be honest, are you the person who's feared at home or loved at home?
Mm.
Are you the person who's feared at home or are you the one who's loved? And if it is the one who is being feared, then this needs to change. What do you say, Mansa?
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, sometimes people think, no, I'll get my family to listen to me, to obey me, to work with me if I ensure that I instill lots of fear in them. Actually, you could get the same result with love.
Yes.
That they could do what you ask them to do and work with you simply because they love you. I think that's something we need to work towards to gain, you know, their cooperation due to love, not due to fear.
Wow, SubhanAllah. So on the same token, Mawlana Sahib mentioned the qualities of a good father, a good husband, and what he needs to do in order to get to that point. Alhamdulillah, wonderful points you have discussed. On the flip side of the coin, we have our sisters, our mothers.
Mm-hmm.
So what type of qualities should a woman have in order for her to bring that peace, sukoon, and wonderful homely environment?
Allahu Akbar. You know, I would think she's the most important person in the house. That's my opinion, right? If someone differs,
Allah.
But the wife of the house, the mother of the house, I would say she's the most important person. She controls the home. Her mood controls the home. Her way, her akhlaq, her andaz, her style, it sets the tone for the house as to how the home is going to be.
Mm.
The mood of the children, the mood of the husband, everything is set on how the wife herself manages herself. So I think of utmost importance, she needs to ensure that, yes, she's emotional, because generally women folk are stronger emotionally, but meaning they lean towards the emotions a little more. But emotional intelligence is of utmost importance, ensuring that she's respectful. A respectful person attracts respect. When you give respect, you attract respect. Also, appreciation is of utmost importance, that when someone in the house does something, what is the way of being able to get them to do more? The control is in her hands. She just has to give some appreciation. She needs to say, Jazakallah, I really appreciate what you did. I appreciate, example, to the husband, I appreciate that you go out every day to ensure that you earn so you can support the family. I appreciate that despite you are tired, you did something and you helped me and you did this. To appreciate the children, that I appreciate that you went to school and you did so well. Your teacher gave me some results and you did very well. So this appreciation instead of constant criticism. If there's constant criticism, she's going to destroy the environment of the home. It's not going
to
be a...
But home. The criticism is not there to just simply criticize and want the bad. Actually, they want control. But here we would say a wiser woman is she who wouldn't fight for control.
Absolutely.
But rather through her, she will bring that same influence through her character.
Absolutely. You know, as we were speaking about the father, he could either control through fear or he could win their hearts and have the same control through love. It's the same for the mother. If she does fight for control, she's going to lose control. But if she ensures that she finds a way into everyone's hearts, all of their hearts will be in her hands. So subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, even if she wants to criticize, then constructively she can criticize. You can do better in this way. But that is after giving much appreciation. Then you open yourself to that right to be able to criticize whilst you are still being loved. It is the mother of the house, it is the wife of the house that creates that peaceful environment of sukoon. If she is at peace, the home is at peace. You can note this within your own families as well. I've noted it in mine as well. That if the mother of the children is at ease, all the children are at ease. But the day that she is not at ease, everyone is in gabra.
If she's walking on eggshells, especially.
Absolutely. If she's walking on eggshells, the whole home, nobody is at ease. And it's not that she's instilling fear in them. It's just that, you know, I'm going to say it in our current day youth terminologies. They take from that vibe. The vibe that she gives off is what they absorb. If she gives off positivity, that she's at ease, she's comfortable, she's happy. MashaAllah, that affects the entire environment, and the environment becomes one of peace, one of sukoon. The husband's dignity usually is in the hand of the wife. She protects his dignity, and the protection of his dignity is part of her responsibility. It's part of what she can do in order to ensure that that is a home full of peace, full of sukoon, and it's a home, not a house. That's why I say that the lady, she's the most important person in the home.
Because
the husband can build a house. It's the lady that makes it a home. Husband can build a house.
Yes.
It's the lady that makes it a home.
MashaAllah. So a peaceful woman, a peaceful Islamic sister.
Yes.
Will create a peaceful environment.
Absolutely.
Even before the furniture does, Ya Sayyidi.
Absolutely.
A lot of homes speaking about homes and speaking about furnitures, right? I remember Nigranishra's beautiful bayan that he has given, mashallah, especially in Durban, South Africa.
Right.
He says we have this wonderful board saying, home sweet home.
Right. Absolutely.
Allahu Akbar. And I'm sure, dear viewers, you have seen these things being selling in the market, and people like to purchase them, and you would like to stick it on your doormat, on the doors or the entrance of the home, and it says home sweet home. We all know it's home sweet home, right? But many a times there's nothing sweet in that home. There's arguments, there's fights, there's quarrels, there's talaq and divorces going on. There is so much of chaos in that home where children have lost their minds, they have failed their examinations because of the violence that they're seeing in their homes.
Allah.
And on the door of the very same home, it's written home sweet home. Allahu Akbar. And the way Nigranishwara presented this, he opened the eyes of many people. So what we have learned, that a peaceful Islamic sister creates a peaceful environment.
Absolutely.
Jiha. No matter how beautiful your home may be, it could be double story, triple story, that doesn't create a peaceful environment. Your security doesn't create that peaceful environment. But the main peace and sukoon that you get, that touches the heart, is when people love with harmony and peace.
SubhanAllah. Masab, you know, when I was saying the woman, the lady is the most important part of the home, there's a nice saying as well in English that a good wife can make a pauper feel like a king. A good wife. Wow. Pauper is like a beggar, yeah. Someone who doesn't have anything. Wow. He's a simpleton. But a good wife can make him feel like a king. A good wife can make children feel like they are princes and princesses. She builds the home. It doesn't matter how big the structure of the home is. Don't think I'm living in a mansion or I'm living in a matchbox. It doesn't matter. It's the people within the home, the hearts of the people within the home, the kindness in their words that brings it all together.
Yes.
Harshness in their words just demolishes it all. Mm-hmm. You could have a structure that is very strong with hearts that are broken due to harsh words and rough behavior. Whilst you can have simple structures, but you can build an extremely strong family bond because of the love, the nurturing, the care, understanding your roles, your responsibilities, and working together as one functional unit to make a beautiful home.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So just as our hearts are pumping in our chest right now, alhamdulillah, right? And if the heart stops beating, Ya Sayyidi, life comes to an end, right?
True.
Likewise, dear viewers, if you want a peaceful environment in your home, so remember, the Islamic sister, the wife, is actually the heartbeat of the family.
Absolutely.
She is the heartbeat of that home.
Mm-hmm.
Jiha. If her akhlaq isn't good, then that home will break apart.
Yes.
As Master mentioned, that one of the most important roles that anyone will play is the mother.
Yes.
Allahu Akbar. Allah Kareem grant this understanding to all of us.
Amen.
And may we shine our akhlaq. Whether it's our Islamic brothers, Islamic sisters, akhlaq and character is the most important thing, without which any home will collapse.
Absolutely.
Look at the character of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran states, "Wa innaka la'ala khuluqin 'azim." Allahu Akbar. Allah Kareem is praising the superb character of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And then his life is made the example for us to follow. For what reason, dear viewers? The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows and he knew very well about the problems that will come until the day of judgment. Today, it's not only your home problem. Almost every second home has the same problems.
Mm-hmm.
From various angles, we are suffering from the same things. What's hurting you is hurting me. If the weather is harsh for you, it's harsh for me. If financial problems could affect you, it could affect anyone else as well.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you take on those challenges of life? Are you going to damage your akhlaq because of that?
Mm.
Are you going to spoil your character because of that? So, subhanallah, every sister should remember that a woman's akhlaq is the heartbeat of the home. If your akhlaq isn't good, if your character isn't good, it will affect the children, the husband, and the rest of the family. Allah Kareem grant us understanding of this, inshallah, azabajallah. And I have a question for the sisters as well. When last did you appreciate your husband for something small? When last have you done that?
Allah.
Your husband is the one who is the breadwinner. He is the one who is carrying all that financial burden upon his shoulders. I say burden in times of demands, Ya Sayyidi, mm-hmm. right? Sometimes families could be very demanding, especially during these long weekends. We don't want to get back to the long weekend. We're just out of the long weekend. But yes, for many husbands, you know, they would know better what they have to go through to give their family the good time.
Mm.
Just for 2 days or 3 days, they had to work so many extra hours because the demands are there. Even if the demands are not there, they want to do it from their heart to give you a better day, a better weekend, a better future, subhanallah. So when last have you made shukr? When last have you shown appreciation to your husband for even something small?
Mm.
Is something for you to ask yourself, inshallah, azawajallah. MashaAllah, Mawlana Sahib, you've given the criterion and you have set the standards for the husband, the father, the mother. Of course, we're calling our Islamic sisters as she's the wife, right, of the family.
Mm.
What about the kids, the children?
Ah.
Living in time where people are demanding respect from children. What does Mawlana Sahib mention about children itself? What are the qualities of a good child?
I think among the first and foremost qualities of a good child is respect and obedience to parents. Respect and obedience to parents. Parents do so much.
Mm.
They do so much out of their kindness. The thing that leads directly away from that they don't respect their parents or they don't show obedience to their parents, they're not grateful to their parents, is this feeling of entitlement.
Yes.
So this must come out of children.
Right.
And we as parents as well also ensure that we don't grow our children up with that feeling of entitlement, that you are entitled to a shelter, you're entitled to good service, you're entitled to this, you're entitled to that, because the child doesn't realize that this is coming from hard work. It's coming from striving. It's coming from ihsan, from kindness. So gratitude in place of entitlement. That is what we need to teach. That be grateful for all the extra efforts that your parents put in. And how are they going to even be grateful for it if they don't understand it? So they must understand their parents' sacrifices. My advice to Islamic brothers, Islamic sisters as well, that get your children to be part of your work, even if it be for a day or two. Maybe it's their holiday season, they're on holiday and you are not on holiday. Let the father take the son to work. that see what my day entails and you be part of it. Let the mother take a break for a day, and the children, maybe on a Sunday when the family is off. Today, you children are going to be the mother of the home. You ensure the, you know, the food is going to be cooked. This is going to be done. That is going to be done, so that they understand the sacrifices of the parents. And when they understand it, they're going to become so much more grateful instead of just feeling entitled to whatever it is that they do receive.
But we also see at the same time, children of today almost have everything.
Absolutely.
Except for appreciation.
That's the point.
They would not appreciate what they are given, Yasajid. How do we overcome this?
They don't
this?
Appreciate it because they feel entitled. And why do they feel entitled? Because they don't know what the parents go through to ensure that they have what
But what creates that hype of feeling that way? Meaning, why do they feel that they are most deserving of that?
They feel that they are deserving because...
Is it the social media? Is it the advertisements? It is what others have and I don't have?
I think that that plays a major role, that others have this and others have that. And then the parents feel like it's my responsibility to make sure that I meet the expectations of my child, which is both.
So this is the problem.
Other people have.
Why do parents have to think that way?
Parents should not think that way. Parents should let their children know that our standard is not what others have. We don't have to live up to someone else's standard. We have our own standard. We're going to be different. We're going to grow you up and we're going to be a family as per the way the deen requires, or the way the deen, rather, let's say the deen advises and demands that we should be. That's going to be our standard. So children should know that you can, this excuse or this reasoning is not even valid to say, I want this because someone else has it. No. If you need it, if you want it, for what reason? And let the parents decide whether you should or shouldn't have it. We are not entitled to anything that they do for us. It's their kindness. And that's why I say that to take out that entitlement feeling, they need to feel what it is to be the father, to be the mother. And how are they going to get that? How are they going to realize the sacrifices? They have to walk a day in their shoes. If they can't walk a day, walk an hour. If you can't do that, walk half an hour. Let your children be involved in your duties so that they too can feel what it is that you go through to bring to the table what it is that you do. Build that respect, build the obedience within our children. If they're not going to learn obedience to parents, how are we going to teach them that you need to obey the rulings of Islam, you need to obey elders when they speak to you, obey your grandparents? We have to teach them that obedience, that you must be obedient. Teach them good character.
You know, Muna, I met a very rich father.
Right.
Who could afford almost anything for his son.
Wow.
But he said to me himself that, Abriyaz Bhai, if my son requires even a 20 rand, this is how I groomed and this is how I have grown my son, that if he asked me for a 20 rand, I would make him wash the car for me first.
Allahu Akbar.
He needs to understand what's hard work before he goes and does what he wants to do with it.
Right.
So there are many fathers who think like this, despite them having the ability to fulfill that need of their child.
Yes.
But they want their child to have the sense of responsibility.
Very good.
That this money never fall from the tree. Your father has worked for it. And you would not appreciate the money when I will just give it to you.
Right.
You will take everything for granted.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to feel and you need to work towards it. Then when you're spending it, you'll have it in your heart to know how hard you worked for this 20
rand. MashaAllah, I think the balance is also very important. For parents who feel like I'm going to make my child work for every cent.
Right.
This too can grow a feeling of entitlement that whatever money I have now, I'm entitled to spend as I want.
Okay.
So there must be a balance that from time to time, children should feel that I needed to work a little bit in order to feel what's it like. And then from time to time, they need to be showered with love. Showered with care. That see, now after the child had worked hard for that 20 rands, we're using rands because it's the currency where we're living.
Right.
For the 20 rands, the child had worked hard. Now the child learns the value of it. That, you know, father worked hard for it. See how I've worked hard. Now when you gift him something worth 20 rands or 40 rands, he realizes that, you know, this one year I didn't work for. This one year I was given only out of father's kindness. Only out of his love for me. So mashallah, there the balance is created. Let's see what's it worth. See the value of it. See how much you had to put into it. And now I'm showering that upon you because I love you. Because I care for you. So alhamdulillah,
because
that
this
entitlement
is,
comes out like that.
That entitlement comes out. And for many fathers out there who could not understand what went wrong, where did it go wrong? Tabriz Bhai, when my son was 21 years old, for his first birthday, 21st birthday, I bought him a brand new car. You know, I had given him freedom, had given him this and given him that. That child feels entitled for that.
Yes.
And today when that same son kicks the father, hurts the father's feelings, calls the father names. There are many dads out there, Muhammad Sahib, who have lost their wives.
Yes.
And there are many fathers who are living with their sons or with their daughters. Or it could be vice versa. The fathers are gone and the children are living with the mothers. And the children do the same. So here, would you say, is it because the parents have spoiled them?
Many a times, yes, because the parents have spoiled them. That the parents have given everything and they haven't taught them the value of these things. That someone worked hard and someone did all of this for that. Then, unfortunately, because they were so spoiled, everything, you know, they say this child grew up with a golden spoon in their mouth. It means everything was there, golden platter. Everything was there laid out for them. Find the balance. The balance is so important. I've seen vice versa as well. I've seen, you know, within my few years that there were fathers as well who made their children work for everything. And after they made their children work for everything without really showering them with love and gifts and kindness and so on, they just made them work for everything. Sure. Eventually, the child feels like, now I've worked for everything, I owe nothing to my parents. This too is wrong. Because you've made him work for every bit that he's gone through. Everything he wanted, you've made him work. Now he feels, I owe you nothing. They need to feel what it is to work, but at the same time, they need to feel the ihsan, the kindness that you shower upon them, so that at least later when they have it all, they still feel like my father, my mother, they were extremely kind towards me. So create that balance in order to remove entitlement, but at the same time to create the feeling of gratefulness, not the feeling that I've earned it all and I don't owe anything to anyone nor to my parents. That should not be the way that a child feels.
Subhanallah. MashaAllah. Mawlana Sahib has given some beautiful guidelines for the youngsters, for the children out there. So husbands, you have heard your share, mashallah. Islamic sisters have heard their share as well.
Allah
and especially for the children, Mawlana Sahib has shared some beautiful Madini pearls. So one thing we have understood, dear viewers, that a child who cannot show respect cannot succeed in life.
Never. Absolutely.
No respect, no success. As they say in Urdu, ba adab ba naseeb, be adab be naseeb. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Jannah, paradise, is not found in kamyabi, in success. Brothers and sisters, it is found under the feet of your mothers.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. You know, the tarbiyat and the upbringing, or the good upbringing, the good akhlaq which parents want to instill in the children, the tarbiyat that you ignore today, especially to the children, I say this, the children who ignore the tarbiyat today is a regret they will have tomorrow, Mawlana Sahib.
Absolutely.
They're going to regret this. And there are many children out there who regret, because when you were fed and given this good training and good upbringing, you ignored it. And tomorrow that same thing becomes your problem, because you never grasp onto it. You never want to accept
it.
You rejected it. Allah Kareem grant us understanding of the deen, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. And I want to ask this question to the youth as well. When last did you say, Abba, jazakallahu khaira, Ammi jaan, shukriya, barakallah? When last did you show appreciation to your parents for the clothes they buy you, for the shoes they buy you, for the places they take you to? You know, the long weekend was more about children, because parents out there in their 40s and 50s are found taking their grandchildren in Mumbai. Yeah, I have seen in their 60s and 70s, many grandparents tell me, Tabriz bhai, I live for my grandchildren.
Right.
I'm only here for my grandchildren. I never even love my own children as much as I love my grandchildren. So, ye kya hai? Ye muhabbat hi to hai na. So, you as grandchildren, your grandparents done for you. Your parents done for you. Did you show any shukr for this to them?
Subhanallah.
By kissing their hands, their feet, by saying jazakumullahu khaira, by making dua for them? If not, then this is something very bad. Because we are so immune to not saying jazakallah to them, Ya Sayyidi.
Masab, whilst you touched on it, you know, with regards to grandparents that still would take their children out and do so much for, for their grandchildren, mashallah. Also an advice to grandparents as well. Mashallah, you want to shower your grandchildren with love, with kindness, with gifts. You want to give them everything. But at the same time, don't override it. The parents so much, you know, that you give them so much and so on, that they, those grandchildren also lose shukr. Rather, the parents are training them against entitlement. So work with them, still shower them with gifts. And one more important advice, I know I'm not in the position to advise grandparents, they're in the position to advise me.
But subhanallah,
you were parents to your children. Let your children be parents to their children. Sometimes grandparents take the responsibility so much off the shoulders of their own children that their children don't know how to be parents.
Yeah.
This is a problem.
Problem.
Don't let it be such that when you are not there, your child doesn't know how to be a parent to their child. Let them take that training whilst you are there of how to be good parents. Let them be good parents to those children instead of absolving your children from that responsibility, because one day we might not be here and our children will still have to be parents to their children. Let them learn under your watchful and wise gaze.
Subhanallah. To be a little more specific, you know, I have seen the nanas go out of their ways.
Mashallah.
No, another level altogether.
Absolutely. Mashallah.
Mashallah. Subhanallah. Actually, let's move on to the next part, Sayyidi. And because of time, we have like 15 minutes before we come to the end of today's program, inshallah. Azzawajalla. Look, you have covered so many aspects, Sayyidi. Please shed some light on a very sensitive issue. Sensitive matter. And I'm saying this again, especially for the viewers, because subhanallah, everything is going well. Everything is going fine. MashaAllah, husband has those qualities. And then you have the sister has the qualities. Children, mashaAllah, have good akhlaq in the family. Mm-hmm. But the sensitive part comes in when the in-laws don't understand this. Allahu Akbar. So on both sides, whether right. It's the girl side, the boy side, what type of qualities should the in-laws have to ensure that no outside interference should destroy the peace of this home?
Actually, Manasab, you gave the answer in that. You know, this is a sensitive topic. People don't like to hear it. People are afraid to even discuss it. But it's important. It's for all reformation. It's for islah. We want to reform the ummah, reform ourselves and our families. In-laws are important. Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us that we have relation through nasab and through sihr. That means through biological ties as well as through in-laws. By marriage, people have relations. Now you have a father-in-law, a mother-in-law, brother-in-law, sister-in-law. Subhanallah, the list goes on. In-laws can actually play a very good role in guiding the family. But at the same time, if they are too close in such a way that they don't allow the couple space, then sometimes that can suffocate the family. That instead of letting the marriage flourish, letting them stand on their own two feet, letting the husband be a husband and the wife be a wife, when they get too involved, you know, the people say poking fingers in this one must be like this and why is that one not like that? You don't let the couple grow then. They don't get to be a couple on their own. Rather, they always have to watch what are they being told, what standard they need to live up to. Rather, let them be a couple and let them work themselves out. So too much of unnecessary interference is not good. At the same time, in-laws tend to, when it comes to judgment, then you find that the judgment is skewed. The judgment is biased. It's leaning towards one party. And which party does it often lean towards? Their own party. That my son can never do anything wrong. My son is an angel. My daughter, you've never seen a girl as good as her. Judgment needs to be with fairness. It needs to be with justice. Mm. We must know that our children can do wrong as well. We need to guide them. We need to tell them that this is where you did well and this is where you have behaved badly. Please, sometimes a mother can tell her son, go and ask maaf from your wife. Mm. A father can tell his daughter, a mother can tell her daughter that go and ask maaf from your husband. You overstepped the line here. This must be within them that my child can be wrong. If my child is wrong, I will guide my child. And if my child is right, mashallah, I will give them shabash and let them move forward. So advise with wisdom. Don't try
to. So you're saying
control.
Advise. Yeah, so advice builds the home.
Absolutely.
Whereas interference will break it.
Interference.
Yet there's no limit to interference because every mother-in-law, father-in-law would feel that we're just checking on our child. You know, it's a weekend. It's possible that sometimes a couple want to have their space and their privacy during a weekend.
Yes.
Because that's the time that he or she got together.
Yes.
Because of work during the entire week. Mm. And the time that they decided to spend together is a time when the in-laws will find the time to not interfere, but to check up. You know, how you're doing. Time has went, the entire week has passed. So I think with mutual consent and understanding, discuss with each another when will be appropriate time for me to visit, check. Maybe sometimes they would appreciate the weekday than the weekend because they want to be to themselves on the weekend.
See, too much of checking up sometimes also causes interference. So check up to a certain extent. How are you? This is going to be a general advice I'm going to give now, right? Not only with in-laws, for in-laws too, but for everyone. Sometimes people have the habit of just phoning at random times or of video calling at random times. This is not good. You don't know what state the person is in. You don't know what state the couple could be in, how where they could be, what they could be doing. They could be busy. Someone could be driving. They could just be spending some time together discussing an important matter. Sudden video calls. I just want to check up. I want to see where you are. What's your environment? This
and sometimes
not needed.
That's not needed. And at the same time, it puts the couple into a situation where they have to lie about their whereabouts.
So why?
If they don't want to disclose where they are, they're going to lie. And this one lie, two lie, and then it becomes a lie all the time because they learned how to cover up.
I think the most suitable way would be to be able to send a message. Assalamu alaikum, may I call? If you need to call on a call directly, an audio call, a voice call. So you can call on a voice call. And then if you want, is it a suitable time for us to do a video call or not? If it's not, then I understand. If it is, then it's okay. But these random, you know, family members feel like, I can randomly video call you and if you don't answer, I get very upset. You are hiding things from me. I'm your mother. I'm your father. I'm your father-in-law. I'm your mother-in-law. I'm your husband. I'm your... You don't know what the person's situation is at that time. A message to ask if you can call. If they are busy, no problem. You can even do a direct call, an audio call. But then seek permission. That is it a suitable time for video call? Is it a suitable time? Constant interference, constant checking up. If on a weekend, husband and wife are together. But father-in-law video calls at 10 o'clock. Mother-in-law video calls at 11 o'clock. Then the father of the son or the daughter video calls at 12 o'clock and the mother video calls at 1 o'clock. Ikhwani, by the time we are done with everyone video calling, your entire day went into that. You didn't have any quality time. And everyone's just, I want to check up on you. Sometimes a little bit of space builds the love, rekindles the mahabba between them. Instead of checking up so much that you feel it feels like you are in the middle of their personal space.
SubhanAllah. And sometimes the silence from the in-laws, from either side, actually saved the marriage too, Mawlana Sahib.
True.
Not every time you have to say something, not every time you have to interfere, interject, and to rectify a matter. So Mawlana Sahib has given some beautiful madani pearls about the in-laws. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Allah Kareem grant our mother-in-laws and father-in-laws, mashallah, meaning those who are married and you have in-laws. Well, Allah Kareem has put you in a situation where, mashallah, you have your daughter-in-law, your son-in-law. This is something that you should also make shukr to Allah Azza wa Jalla for. Make dua for their safety. Make dua for their well-being. Yes, pray for their well-being. Hope for the best for them. But what you see as your love and your muhabbah, sometimes children don't see that as love and muhabbah. They see that as a burden at times. Unfortunately, it's like that. A lot of people say, but Tabriz Bhai, in olden days, it wasn't like that. Ancient times, it wasn't like that. But in ancient times, where was the social media that you can just pick up the phone and do a video call? Absolutely. You have to send a letter that will take 1 week to reach. So they had all the time to be away from in-laws. And today, the same people want to have their space. But because of social media, because of networking, because the phone is at the touch of a button, you know, the click of a button. You just have to pick up the phone and call any person sitting in any part of the world. At any time, you can get them. And this is the thing which invades into your privacy. So this is what we need to understand, that it's our love which they are taking serious because they need time out. So alhamdulillah, Mu'azab has shed some beautiful madani pearls on this matter. And alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, we have so many other questions to also ask Ya Sayyidi. Can Mu'azab just mention, because we have like 7 minutes before we come to the end of the program, we mentioned so many things about the criteria or the adab and respect of a father, then mother, children, in-laws. Can you summarize all of this together, Ya Sayyidi, into something that will be easier for our viewers to understand, inshallah? And we'll go through it together so that I want the viewers to understand this. In fact, if you can take down some notes, there's no attacks here. The thing is that these are those common things, Ya Sayyidi, that if we do, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, the problem that you are facing and the solution that you are looking for is within this program for tonight, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah.
Follow this program, understand what Mawlana Sahib has mentioned, because all of this is in the light of Quran and Hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillah.
Inshallah.
MashaAllah, I'm going to summarize. I'm going to skip a little bit quick, so should take notes a little quick as well, alhamdulillah. But today we've discussed some beautiful things. When we discuss the father and the husband, and we discuss his leadership. His leadership needs to be with rahmah. It should be an iron fist rule, a dictatorship. He has financial responsibilities, but with emotional availability, with ensuring that he is there as a person. He should show respect to his wife publicly as well as privately. Publicly so that others can also learn that respect, and privately because that's who he is. He's a respectful person. Control anger. Don't flex your ability. That, see, I can say this and I can do this. Control ourselves. That is true strength. And be present. Physically, mentally, emotionally, we need to be there for our families. That's the qualities that a good husband and a good father should have in order for him to do his part in building that home.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. Mawlana Sahib, shukran for these wonderful and amazing points that you have given. Alhamdulillah. Together with that, something about the children as well, together with this.
Okay, mashallah. We discussed the father. I'm going to add on the mother as well and the wife, that she should ensure that she has respect. She shows emotional intelligence.
Right.
Appreciate that which people do, that which the husband and the children do, rather than constant criticism. Protect the dignity of the husband. Ensure that you create that peaceful environment for everyone to feel at ease. And that's only going to come with your peace. So be peaceful as well. Balance your love with your discipline for your children. Don't overdo any one of them, that you so much of discipline that they don't feel loved, or so much of love that they don't feel the discipline. And for the children out there, respect your parents. Respect them, even if you disagree with them. Disagree with respect. Sometimes we don't have to always state our disagreement as well. If they're going to see it as disrespectful, silence wouldn't hurt at that time, inshallah. Be grateful. Gratitude over entitlement. Entitlement is not for us. We are grateful beings. A Muslim should be grateful.
Mashallah.
Understand the sacrifice the parents put into bringing what they do to the table. Obey them within the boundaries of Islam and understand that good character, good speech is the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Follow that example and we won't go wrong.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Maulana Sahib, you have knocked the nail on the head.
I hope so.
At the place where it has to be, and mashallah, such amazing Madani pearls. You know, before we even close up, Ya Sayyidi, you know, some of these common problems I would often hear that the Braze Bhai, I cook food and I send. I always bake, and whatever I make in the home, every day I send for my daughter-in-law, for my son. Because why? They could be working, they come back tired from home, but then why they throw this back onto my face? I don't deserve this. They distance themselves from me. They don't come to visit, so on and so forth. So do you call that interfering when some parent out there as in-laws want to send food for their children all the time?
I think we should send, but at the same time, like, sometimes they want to send and they want to do as well. But we need to do so with good gaps between.
Right.
If it's constantly going to be that way, even, let's say, for example, the wife is also cooking and looking after the husband, etc., and she wants to do. And if every day the husband's mother sends food instead, the wife is going to feel that she's being overlooked. I'm cooking, but he must not eat my food, he must eat your food. Or if he's going to eat my food, then he's going to leave your
food. And what if the husband has to compare between both the meals, right? If he eats the mother's food more than his wife's food.
Now, if he's going to be in the center with the comparison that this one is better and that one is worse, then, dear brother, you are asking for musibat. You are asking for difficulties.
Have I ever been put in that situation?
I think, alhamdulillah, I have a good situation, mashallah. So that difficulty isn't there. But understand that each person is in their place. You have a mother. Man has his mother. His mother is great in her place. Wow. Wife is great in her place. Daughter is great in her place. There's no need to have a comparison. Everyone has their roles.
Kya baat hai?
Everyone has their respect, and everyone plays such a key, important role in your life. Your mother does not replace your wife. Your wife doesn't replace your mother. Your wife doesn't replace your daughter. They have their individual roles. They should be loved, respected in their individual roles, not compared to each other, and one made to feel superior and another inferior. They can't replace each other. They're all needed exactly where they are.
Kya baat hai? What an ending words, Masab. MashaAllah. It has touched my heart, and I hope that it has touched the hearts of the viewers as well. Alhamdulillah. Remember, dear viewers, a house filled with ego becomes a battlefield.
True.
Allahu Akbar. But a house filled with humility, humbleness becomes paradise on earth for you.
SubhanAllah.
We can't say Jannat is here, but something compared to that, yani peace, sukoon. Because in Jannah, you will only experience sukoon and peace, inshallah, azza wa jalla. No problems, no tears, no sorrows.
But our Jannah is also in this dunya, in Medina.
In Medina, Al Munawwarah, mashallah. My actually went there, Ya Sayyidi, but subhanAllah.
Allah take us all with our families, our in-laws, our husbands, wives, children, all to Medina, Al Munawwarah together.
Ameen, Allahumma,
that we may be in the company of that Nabi that we follow so much and love so much.
SubhanAllah. Yes, dear viewers, let's go back to the basics. We may be rich, we may have lots of money, we may think we know it all. But the truth of the matter is that if we are void of akhlaq, we have nothing.
Absolutely.
We are completely empty. Better your akhlaq, better your character. The most important thing in this world and the hereafter is your akhlaq. It will grant you superiority, inshallah, azza wa jalla. So we have come to the end of the program, Maulana Sahib. Shukran once again, Ya Sayyidi, for joining us, for being part and parcel of the program, every Mondays and Tuesdays. As I mentioned, Maulana Sahib is a standard feature and standard featuring guest on this program. I call Maulana Sahib a co-host as well at the same time, mashallah. Sometimes Maulana Sahib asks me questions, alhamdulillah. So we hope to meet again to your viewers, same time, same place on your Madani channel. Let's make tawbah, inshallah, azza wa jalla. If you want sukoon in your home, follow the remedy which the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us. If you want sukoon in your home, I'm sure every man wants that, right? But the thing is that when we enter our home, we don't do that which our Nabi has told us to do, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Enter your home by making salam to those who dwell in your home, not silently. Many men would say, but I made salam. They never replied to the salam. Many times they would say, but we never heard. So loudly, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jiha, don't feel shy. Make salam. Even when you enter an empty home, subhanallah. Recite durood and salawat upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then there's a beautiful dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayral mawlaji wa khayral makhraji. Bismillahi walajna wa bismillahi kharajna wa ala Allahi rabbina tawakkalna. Subhanallah. Thereafter, if it's possible, recite 3 times Surah Ikhlas Sharif. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ وَبِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ Subhanallah. Dear viewers, poverty even goes. Do you know there's a shaitan that accompanies you when you do not make salam? That same shaitan causes fights between spouses, between husband and wife, between children, between family members. So when you say salams and you greet each another in the family, and when you recite durood upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that shaitan then does not interfere, does not follow the person into the home. So every time you enter the home, try to practice this, inshallah, azza wa jalla. You will most definitely see sukoon and peace, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Until next time, dear viewers, keep smiling and keep reciting durood and salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah.